She had real black eyes.
And she was from Mississippi?
Yeah, she's from Mississippi. She was born in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And do you know where these people came from before they were in Mississippi?
Well, sir, I think that the ancestors migrated from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that I've heard that. And I don't know where the Smiths came from, but the Guyton's there.
Mm-hmm. And the Leslies?
I think the Smiths... They had a little French in them, German and French.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother Guyton. I can remember when grandmother died, when I was quite a big girl, and Grandma Guyton's mother died.
Hmm.
In Mississippi.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Long lifelines.
Yeah, they were, long life.
Well, what can you tell me about Norman in its early years?
Oh, I can remember when they had board sidewalks, wagon yards, and lots of saloons. My mother really taught me not to even look in those saloons. But you know, you could always tell when you got close to them, you could smell them, and you see the tobacco spit on the sidewalk around them. But I never would look into them at all. But there's lots of saloons in Norman. But in 1907, you see, it went to Prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't stay that way, did it?
No. It didn't stay that way more than a year, actually,
no.
I guess.
Well, we didn't get whiskey until after Edmondson went in.
No, I mean, actually, it was here, but we couldn't get it.
Yeah. They bootlegged it all.
I was offended. My wife and I went out to dance. There was one place to dance in town. We went in, they charged us a cover charge. Well, this was offensive to us. And the guy handed me a calling card.
Oh, yeah.
It was the name of the bootlegger.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it is.
And I wasn't going to buy any bootleg booze.
No. Well, in fact, we, as a family, we never did keep it in the house. Not that we were opposed to it. I like whiskey. I like a drink. But then we never did keep it in the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't. We always had booze in the house.
Uh-huh.
But
my grandfather Guyton did. He always had a whiskey jug that every morning they'd pass it around, you know, for everybody to have a drink.
Uh-huh.
Or in the evening or sometime. But then...
Start the day.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that would be a hard life.
Yeah. But here at home, we never had whiskey in the house. I think Grandfather Kuhlman, maybe he always kept a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He'd take a little every morning to clear his throat.
Yeah.
Just swallow of it.
Good for the digestion.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I guess that wouldn't be good, about like mouthwash.
I like champagne all right. They had champagne at my grandson's wedding, and I never saw such a wedding in my life. I bet that wedding cost that man $10,000. I never saw such a home as that girl has. And I never was in a finer place as they live in.
Boy.
In Dallas. And she's the only child, so maybe Carl married money. She's the only child, and they idolized her, and he seemed just as foolish over Carl. I don't know how come him to marry a rich girl. But I'm just wondering if, of course, Carl, he's not even graduated from college yet.
Doesn't make any difference.
But then they're going to finish.
Yeah.
They live here in Norman. But I never saw such a wedding, and they had the reception at the country club.